This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Hundreds took to the streets of Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city, on Monday to continue to protest last month's military coup. Large protests have occurred daily across many cities and towns since the February 1st takeover, and security forces have responded with ever greater use of lethal force and mass arrests. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister says his country has suspended its defense cooperation program with Myanmar. Australia will also redirect immediate humanitarian needs to Rohingyas and other ethnic minorities. Canberra will also continue to demand the immediate release of Sean Turnell, an economist and advisor to deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Race, title, and anguish. Meghan and Harry explain the royal rift in their first wide-ranging interview with Oprah Winfrey, which aired Sunday on CBS. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Harry and Meghan described painful palace discussions about the color of their son's skin.
Concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
It was awkward. I was a bit shocked.
Losing royal protection and the intense pressures that led Meghan to contemplate suicide.
I just didn't want to be alive anymore.
Harry told Oprah he felt trapped by royal life and was surprised he was cut off financially and left for a simple reason.
Lack of support. And lack of understanding.
Interview courtesy of Harpo Productions, CBS. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from an accidental explosion at a military camp in Equatorial Guinea rose to 30 on Monday, state television says, after 10 more bodies were found in the ruined site. 600 people were injured in the blasts, which also flattened homes near the camp. From Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis released a white dove during a prayer for war victims while visiting Iraq's ruined city of Mosul Monday. This came at the end of his historic visit to Iraq. Mosul's old city is home to ancient churches and mosques that were destroyed in 2017 during the bloody battle by Iraqi forces and an international military coalition to drive out the Islamic State. The Pope, visibly moved by the devastation around him, prayed for all of Mosul's dead. Demonstrators blocked key roads across Lebanon on Monday in protest at the country's political paralysis after its currency hit record lows on the black market. Lebanon is in the grips of its worst economic crisis in decades, compounded by the coronavirus pandemic. Prices have soared and more than half of the population are living below the poverty line. But the divided political class has, for more than 6 months, been unable to form a cabinet. Millions of children returned to school in Britain on Monday for the first time in 2 months, with the government beginning to ease coronavirus restrictions as a mass vaccination drive ramps up. The resumption of classroom teaching was the first step on a path which the government hopes will see life return to normal by late June, after a crisis that has seen Britain endure one of the world's worst death tolls from COVID-19. Afghanistan now has COVID-19 vaccine doses ready for distribution, shipped via the COVAX facility. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
UNICEF says that the global vaccines partnership COVAX has shipped over 460,000 doses of the Covishield vaccine. The arrival in Kabul marks a milestone moment. Afghanistan is the first country in Central Asia to receive the vaccine via the COVAX, the facility set up to deliver at least 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines by the end of 2021. The nation's acting minister for public health says the imminent rollout of the vaccine means that around 234,000 people, including teachers, will be better protected from the ravages of the COVID-19 virus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The fate of a former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer who pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck as the black man said he couldn't breathe will be decided by 12 jurors who will be picked after extensive grilling about their views. Jury selection begins Monday in the trial of Derek Chauvin, who was charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in connection with Floyd's death. Picking a jury is expected to take at least 3 weeks. For more news, please go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.